The second one is, again, another startup, and it's a new business that is looking to provide a place for young people to go to experience football when perhaps they don't need a team to actually be able to take part. They were actually one of the ones that we met at one of the business fairs that we'd done this year. I presented a workshop or a presentation on accessing finance for business growth, and the business owner behind this idea came and spoke to me during the day and told me about his idea and what he needed to sort of raise. He'd done his business plan, he'd done his forecasts. He was previously a teacher and taught business, basically the head of business studies at college. So he kind of from the business plan perspective and the detail in there, there was you know, you couldn't really want for a better business plan, because that sort of was his area. The one area where I think he accepts, and he would probably still say now, was where he was wanted that little bit of support, was just from the finance aspect and knowing who to speak to and what the, you know, how to present the information and what the funders would be looking for. They've secured the funding. They haven't yet actually started trading. So with that particular one, our kind of commercial return, if you like, we got initially when we got involved with actually preparing the financial aspect of the business plan. But from an ongoing commercial relationship, that will start once the business starts trading, and they're intending to or hoping to be starting trading in January 2013. So at that point then, what that particular business has asked us for is management information on a regular basis, payroll information, regular meetings, tax planning, payroll for the people that take on board, because he sees that's an area that he needs that increased level of support moving forwards, and it's something that from a forecasting point of view, we've actually incorporated that package of services within his forecast that have already been presented and agreed by the bank. So in essence, the funding that's been secured, if he delivers on the sort of sales activity, which obviously we would help him to support him to do that, then our fee is incorporated within his other budgets that he's already been set. That's one of the things with the Enterprise Finance Guarantee facility, is that the bank need as a minimum quarterly management information. So sometimes the business owner can provide that themselves if they've got something like Sage or something, you know, in place to be able to give them the information. But the majority of times, that's where, if we've secured an Enterprise Finance Guarantee facility for a client, we will then on an ongoing basis prepare quarterly accounting information